Episode 49 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I am your host, David Aguirre. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening. Most of all, thank you for your time. Episode 49, we're going to continue with the Bad Leaders Aren't series. And this time we're going to talk about those bad leaders who steal ideas. This is by far one of the worst types of leaders. I mean, there is nothing worse than a leader who takes your ideas, takes the staff's ideas, takes and just takes them for his own or her own use, devious, nefarious, whatever. You know, they do this and they take from others only to claim it as their own. That's it. Those are the worst ones. I don't understand how this can happen, but it does. It continues to happen. I could see where it happened in the past, but it still continues. Now, they might even take an idea and tweak it just a bit and then say it's their own. It's their own idea. You know, again, I know there's out there that say, no, there's no way. This is the 21st century. There's no way they could do that. And you're correct. You're correct. There really is no way they should be doing this. They should be getting away with this. But it happens. They do this, you know, and again, they do this because they are just too slimy, too sneaky, too full of themselves to think, well, you know what? I'm going to get away with this. I'm the boss. I'm the guy in charge. It's my idea. I need to look good for my boss. So they're going to do it and they're going to try it. And sometimes they get away with it. That's definitely not a good thing. Now, even with social media in place, and hey, even in some locations, and trust me, I worked at some of these locations, cameras in the workplace, shared data drives with their own unique property tags on those files and the contents in those folders and anything on those data drives. Yet they still try. They still manage to penetrate. They still manage to break through and steal an idea. Tweak it, change a little bit here and there, and say it's their own unique idea. Now, when they're found out, that's a different story, or is it? See, these are the kind of people that will not accept the fact that they've been caught. These are the kind of people that, for some reason, just will not accept the fact that, you know, they will not give in. They will not. They will say that they did not steal the idea, but only that they took and improved on something that was forgotten, or that nobody ever wanted, or that it was tossed aside. We might have talked about it for a couple of minutes, and then even then, when it's blatant, there's proof beyond a shadow of a doubt. Yet, they will be the first ones to ask to be bailed out. And unfortunately, it will be the one that they stole the idea from that they'll go to first and say, hey, look, you got to help me out. I know this or I know that, but between you and me, you know, you got to help me out. You know, I'll never do it again. I'll give you full credit. And they're slick and they're slimy that way. And I call them slick and slimy because, again, that's all that they are. Because guess what? They're going to do it. They're going to turn around and do it again and again and again. And so long as somebody's backing them up and has their back and pulling them out of the deep end of the pool, they're going to keep doing it. You know, and even they might even go as far as asking for someone to lie for them. Now, why would you lie for a bad leader? I don't know. I don't know why somebody would do that. I mean, it's beyond me, yet it happens. People will lie for a bad leader. People will lie for a thief. And that's basically what this individual is, especially one who steals ideas and gives themselves the credit for it and takes the credit for it and gets recognized for this idea, this thing that turned the company on its side and made millions and millions of dollars for it. Now, how do I know this? Why do I sound passionate about it? Because it's happened to me. You know, I'm not going to go into details, but somebody took an idea, and I guarantee you right now they are, I don't know if it's a $1 million thing, but you know what? They're living quite comfortably. And I'm not saying it's because of my idea, but I am saying that my idea helped. What they did with it and what they took and how they tweaked it, you know what? It helped them get to where they are, and where am I? Well, you know what? That's all right. That's all right, because for one thing, I don't do that to my people. I sit there and I beg for ideas. I sit there and say, come on, give me something better. Let's do it. Let's make this happen. You know, if you got a better idea, please put it up on a table. We need something now. And you know what? As leaders, we should be doing that. We shouldn't have to beg our people to put ideas on the table and take the credit and make things change for the organization for the better. But you know what? When they're not bringing it, you need to be doing that. You need to be calling them out and saying, hey, look, I know you're bright. I know something's going on back there. Tell me. Put it out here. Maybe we've been doing this all wrong and you've got a better idea. But again, it brings them out. You're working together. And that's part of what not to do to become the leader, the bad leader who steals ideas. You know, for one, it's real simple. Never steal another individual's ideas. Don't do it. Don't steal them. Don't take credit for them. That's it. I mean, that's basically it. Everything else is kind of falls right behind it. Always ask for permission when using someone else's ideas. Hey, look, you've got a great idea, but I think we can tweak it this way. Do you mind if I work with it? Or better still, ask to collaborate. Hey, you know what? Let's work together. Because remember, when you work together, it's always going to yield better results for you, for the individual you're working with, for your team as a whole, for the organization as a whole, and obviously for your clients, your customers, whoever you're doing this work for. It's always going to yield much better results for everybody because, again, you do it together. And if for some reason something happens that other individual just can't be part of what's going on, that's okay. But always, always give credit where credit is due. Give credit. Say, you know what? This came from Joe and an idea that Joe put up on the table and Joe took us down this path but just couldn't finish it, or don't say anything more than that. He took us down a path and then we picked up the ball and we did it. Or we broke it down, we worked together, we made it happen, and guess what? Everybody gets credit, and everybody has an equal say in what's going on in the organization, and that is a good thing. But don't steal ideas from other people. That's just nonsense, because for one, it's wrong. Two, you will get found out, and when you get found out, you're going to be known for what you are, and that, my friends, is a thief. Don't be a thief. Never steal another person's ideas. Don't claim them as your own. Always give credit. My name is David Guerra. I will talk to you later. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making it this far of episode 49 of the Walking Leader Podcast, The Bad Leader's Art. And thanks again. Until next week, have a great time. Thank you. Follow me on Twitter at Dave Guerra and drop me an email, davidaveguerra.com. Sure love to hear from you. Until then, take it easy.